Have you watched the new Matlock with Kathy Bates?
No, I haven't.
I mean, I think we might have to.
Why?
She's got some good zingers.
I miss old Kathy Bates. Take that from what you will. All right. By the way, the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show. Start your Sunday with Earl the Pearl Malden at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Then Jonathan Peterlin and Spencer German Potato Salad host the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show starting at 9 a.m. through kickoff at 1 p.m. The Dangerous One, Daryl Ryder, joins us for the latest from the stadium. Make the Bud Light Tailgate Show part of your game day routine on the radio, home of your Cleveland Browns, 92.3 The Fan. It's presented by Valley Automotive Group, the Buckeye Law Group, and Sal's Heating and Cooling and Plumbing and Sewer. Get details at 92.3thefan.com. You could be my Craig T. Nelson in that scene. 4 o'clock Sunday. If the Browns go down, well, you know what I mean. If the Browns go down to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Hey, it is a team that we've had our success with, even when they were going to the Super Bowl.
All right, here we go. So I made an argument and I said that what if Kevin is not... Yeah, I'm not going to accuse a guy of lying. What if he's telling the absolute truth that Deshaun Watson gives them the best chance to win? And I laid out a reasoning. And the reasoning is very difficult. But here comes Jim in Strongsville. Hello.
You know what? I was going to full-on attack you, but I realized that there was a pathetic attempt, and you're just trying to do what you can to save the season in your own mind, which is fine. It's over. It's over. The Amari Cooper trade was the first of what's going to be many trades. You've got a bunch of old guys on here that have value. You know, the real question at this point isn't so much if they can turn. They're historically bad on offense.
Mm-hmm.
Historically bad. I mean, you could say what you want to. We were playing like our eighth and ninth string tackles last year at the end of the year, and mm-hmm. we still had some quarterback success, even with P.J. Walker, of all people, was putting up better numbers than Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
That's just about where we're at. So, no, I think our biggest concern at this point is that's great. They're going to trade for all these draft picks. I cannot let Andrew Berry make another draft pick. This guy has not been successful. I mean, I don't know how you cut it. He's been fine with contracts. He's been fine with free agents. But as far as drafting go, he's been terrible. I think we're going to have to, you know what? We're going to have to, 1-31 is probably not that far off of our future going forward. It stinks. It's going to be miserable.
But you can't go back to
horrible
that.
Horrible football.
You can't go back to that. I mean, because.
Show me wins. Show me wins on this schedule. Realistic wins on this schedule.
Later on
with
this
Deshaun
year.
With Deshaun Watson out there. With Deshaun Watson out there.
I can't. I have no idea.
It's not so far-fetched.
Denver?
It's not so far-fetched. It's going to be awful. Denver's going to kick our butt.
Oh, that's on the road.
That's on the road. Never mind. I don't think they've beaten Denver in Denver since like 1978 or something. It's honestly, it's like a weird. Oh no, there was the game on Thursday night they won in Denver with Greg Williams as the interim head coach.
Right.
And then before that was like, yeah.
To take it a step further, Ken, we got Deshaun Watson because Baker couldn't. In those final drives, Baker couldn't get it done. How many final drives has Deshaun Watson had this year where he could have put the Browns ahead? It was the last drive of the game. He's three,
Vegas,
four.
Vegas. Three. Giants, yeah, Giants.
Last week?
Ooh, yeah, last week against Philadelphia. That's three.
I'm just saying. It's
what would
over,
our record
fans,
be right now with Joe Flacco? Boy, we're just letting it all out, aren't we? Jim, thank you very much for the call. Yeah, what would our record be if Joe Flacco were still here?
I think they'd be 500.
3-3?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think about the same.
Kenny.
I bet I could make an argument for 4-2, even though they're going back to Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I know somebody is actually, maybe it's not as controversial as you think, because we found somebody who is echoing your sentiments when it comes to Deshaun Watson.
Who?
Because right now you're getting a lot of people from all over the place that are disagreeing. They're coming after you on social media.
Who is that?
A Cleveland Brown.
I mean, if you want to play it, you can play it. I don't know if we're going to be able to right now physically, but you can't. If it's a Brown, it doesn't make my argument any better.
What? You think they're going to lie?
It doesn't make the argument any better.
You think his teammates are going to lie for the quarterback?
No. Let's
let one more caller in, and then we'll see. We'll see, because I think somebody actually supports what you say.
John and Menor, home of the Cardinals. Hello.
Hey, you know, I would just build it for Brooke Barnes. I would trade Lions or Niners, who cares? I guarantee teams give up more at the deadline that are going to make the playoffs. I think you can get one or two firsters for Garrett. Denzel, I think a team that just needs a corner would give up. They're going to be a playoff team, high 20s. I would trade Betonio. He's getting older. I would try to trade Judy. And I would go to Miami for Deshaun and say, look, we'll pay next year. We'll pay his contract next year. Give him a seventh round pick and see if they'll take him because Tua is what you know about Tua.
We'll take who? Who do you want to trade to Miami?
Deshaun.
You ain't trading him anywhere.
No, you might not be able to, but I would try. I would try to do it.
Okay, let me ask you this here, John. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. And thank you very much for the call. Turn up your radio. I want you to listen to this before we get to this bit of audio here. Mike Sando, The Athletic, he came out with the six-pack. One of the ideas that he had written, and I know, so I think Nick Wright came up with this idea as well, credit where it's due, Breakfast Ball, big show, is that you had, no, wait, that's first thing that's in the afternoon. You have a scenario where you trade away Deshaun Watson and a first-round pick to Carolina.
So we have to add to this.
The dumbest stuff I've ever heard.
I know.
Nobody's doing that. That's dumber than the thing you did in the first segment.
But I didn't. The thing is,
Carolina didn't do it.
Wait a second. If it's our first round pick this year, Carolina would love to have our first round pick this year, would they not?
Would you be willing
to pick number one? $80 million?
This is where we're at, guys. This is why the Guardians need to keep winning, because we're at the conversation point now of not only did you trade away three first round picks to get the guy, you're willing to give up a first round pick to get rid of him.
Tepper's worth $21 billion.
There's a salary cap. That doesn't matter.
The only way that's
happening is if the NFL, for some reason, goes to Tepper and goes, hey, you have to do this.
No, they're not going to do that.
It's the only way we save one of our flagship franchises.
No, they're going to go.
So they're not doing it. So it's not happening.
It's not happening.
Entertaining it. If you call in with the craziness,
now, hold on.
You're getting kicked from now on.
But Mike,
it's stupid. It's not happening.
Well, you say that, but here we are. Mike Sando had written that there is a anonymous, because they're never going to put their name on it, NFL executives say that this is a move that Carolina needs to do. Carolina needs to make that move. And it's pick six.
So let's make all the sucks get together.
Yeah, but they
sucky things.
But their whole thing is they would try to fix them and they get a first round pick out of
it. Hey, you suck. Why don't you come hang out with me? Cool.
I mean, right now there's no way. If you were to go, hey, who's their general manager over there in Carolina?
You know what else? They also say, if you want your kid to get chicken pox, find another kid with chicken pox and throw them all in the room together.
That's an old wives' tale.
And then you're 42 and you get shingles.
I haven't got that yet, but I'm on my way. What are you laughing at?
They run a lot of those shingles ads during football games. They really do.
That's usually midday television is when you get the shingles ads out there. It said Watson must waive his no-trade clause. I don't think he'd have any problem doing that right now.
By the way, Mike Sando on this afternoon at 3 p.m.
Yeah, thank you.
Afternoon drive.
Hey, he said, quote, Carolina should do it, a third exec said. So should the Patriots. That's what this exec said. I don't know who it is.
Maybe you know who it is? People going, keep doing it, guys. You two sucks to get together. Do it together.
Maybe the person who should be working in football. I didn't say every executive should be working in football. We've had plenty of them.
That's John Dorsey.
We had one who left us and went to basketball. We had one that used to be in baseball that's now in football. Not all of them deserve to be there. Yeah, it's like Carolina should do it, so should the Patriots. Like, if you went to Deshaun Watson right now and goes, hey, we actually have a trade on the table here.
Oh, he'd say, bye-bye.
Yeah, thought so.
Yeah.
And let's all be serious about this. You think he wants to go out there and hear that? Colin in Lakewood, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Colin.
Good morning, fellas. Okay, I do think Coach Stefanski and Ken have a good argument based on the fact that going back to being in Brown's prison, you're choosing either death by firing squad or the electric chair, whichever way you go. Here's the thing. The question you got to ask.
So now, what are you? Are you Susan Sarandon here and you're watching me make my walk here?
Now, sometimes they do botch both of those. I mean, I've seen it.
Green Mile.
They do. But what I'm saying is the question is, what's your last meal? What are you getting out of either choice? Are you going to have a more savory, like, people are rooting for Watson to fail. So if you want to go that route, that's part of your last meal.
I'll take a waffle doodle.
Then you start trading away good players.
Colin, thank you very much.
Have to wait for him to come in from Belgium.
Yeah, so I get a stay. I get a temporary stay. I get another day because they got to fly those things in from Brussels. Yeah, guys, go Guardians. This is getting dark real quick.
Hey, guys, don't leave 11 on base again so we don't have to do this.
Yeah.
You should be celebrating right now. You left 11 on. We have to do this crap.
They got to win. They got to win. I can't. This is what it is. Someone has a countdown of the day to the end of the contract right now on my Facebook. 446. Don't, hey, you always heard it. Do the time. Don't let the time do you, bud. Don't do it that way. Back to the phones. Joe in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. He's listening on the Free Odyssey app. Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's up, man? Serving our country. I'm a Cleveland boy here, but I love you, Ken, and I love your show in the morning.
Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate the kind words. Thank you very much for your service. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm very passionate about the Cleveland Browns. I follow all the games, and I'm sitting here saying, hey, let's bring Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith from 1994 and put them under center of our offensive line. You know, you looked at their offensive line and you said, okay, that's how they got things done. I thought about our offensive line back when we paid all that money for Jarvis Landry. I'm like, okay, well, can we afford that kind of luxury right now? We have an offensive line issue. We know Jedrick Wills. We know Betonio because they're familiar names. They're kind of average offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
You buy a $200 million quarterback and put him under an offensive line that's dysfunctional, I don't think any quarterback's going to make it happen in that situation.
No, but it's just better than this. It really is. I understand where we're coming from here. No quarterback behind this offensive line is probably destined for success. But I think that fans miss just being sarcastic about the quarterback. They don't like the situation. I've never, like, they've won games and they're booing him at the beginning of the football game.
But the defensive line puts the pressure on Watson every time and the pocket collapses and he can't do anything. You just watch and wait for it.
And by the time the third quarter comes around, and these teams know this now, and Joe, thank you again for your service and calling and listening. These teams know this by now. By the time the third quarter comes around, he's running away from people that aren't there. He turns around and there are 14 guys there. And there's really not. Mike Sando always, he's highlighting the clean pockets. You brought up people highlighting the clean pockets. Yeah, he's got clean pockets. They're usually showing them in the third quarter because he's terrified by the time the third quarter comes around. Again, he's a basket case out there.
Yeah, you don't even have to send extra defenders.
Does he look
anymore.
Like, honestly, does he look like he likes what he's doing out there? Does he look like he likes playing the game?
No, no.
He doesn't look like he enjoys himself at all.
He looks like he's ready for this experience
to
be over.
And what do they say? What does the NFL always do? Guys who don't love it will get flushed out. You got to love it. You have to love what you're doing out there. And he looks like he is clocking in and clocking out.
And the guy,
and he has given up on himself.
The guy, the first 3 years in Houston, looked like he absolutely loved it. And he was going to dominate the league for 10, 15 years. That is not the guy we have.